Okay, welcome to the second hour of Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ingrid, your host, is soloing, and I am in the middle of reading Putin's amazing speech. It does print out to 22 and a half pages, and I'm just getting going. It is excellent, absolutely excellent. So let me pick up. Indeed, the Western elites have become a symbol of total unprincipled lies. We firmly defend not only our interest, but also our position that in the modern world, there should be no division into the so-called civilized countries and all the rest, that an honest partnership is needed, which in principle denies any exclusivity, especially aggressive. We were open, sincerely ready for a constructive dialogue with the West. We said and insisted that both Europe and the whole world needed an indivisible security system equal for all states. And for many years, we suggested that our partners discuss this idea together and work on it. Implementation. But in response, they received an indistinct or hypocritical reaction. This is about words. But there were also specific actions. The expansion of NATO to our borders. The creation of new positional areas for missile defense in Europe and Asia. They decided to hide behind us with an umbrella. This is the deployment of military contingents, and not only near the borders of Russia. I want to emphasize, yes, in fact, it is well known to everyone. Not a single country in the world has such a number of military bases abroad as the United States of America. There are hundreds of them. I want to emphasize this. Hundreds of bases around the world. The whole planet is littered. You just need to look at the map. The whole world has seen them pull out of fundamental armaments agreements, including the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, unilaterally tear apart the fundamental agreements that keep the world on track, and for some reason they did it. They don't do anything just like that, as you know. Finally, in December 2021, we officially submitted draft security assurance agreements to the U.S. and NATO. But in all key fundamental positions for us, they received, in fact, a direct refusal. Then it finally became clear that the go-ahead for the implementation of aggressive plans was given, and they were not going to stop. The threat is growing, and every day. The incoming information left no doubt that by February 2022, everything was ready for another bloody punitive action in the Donbass, against which, let me remind you, the Kiev regime threw artillery, tanks, and planes back in 2014. We all remember well the pictures when airstrikes were carried out on Donetsk. Airstrikes were carried not only on it, but also on other cities. In 2015, they again attempted a direct attack on the Donbass, while continuing the blockade, shelling, and terror against civilians. All this, let me remind you, completely contradicted the relevant documents and resolutions adopted by the UN Security Council. Completely. Everyone pretended that nothing was happening. They just pretended nothing was happening. I want to repeat this. It was they who unleashed the war, and we used force and used it to stop it. Those who planned a new attack on Donetsk, Donbass, and Luhansk clearly understood that the next target was a strike on Crimea and Sevastopol. And we knew and understood this, and now such far-reaching plans are also openly spoken about in Kiev. They have revealed that what we already knew so well. We protect people's lives, our own home, and the goal of the West is unlimited power. They have already spent more than $150 billion on aiding and arming the Kiev regime. For comparison, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the G7 countries have allocated about $60 billion in 2020 to 2021 to help the world's poorest states. Understandable, right? For the war, $150 billion, and for the poorest countries, which are allegedly constantly taken care of, $60 billion. And even under the well-known demands of obedience from the countries recipients of this money. And where is all the talk about the fight against poverty, about sustainable development, about the environment? Where does it all go? Where did it all go? At the same time, the flow of money for the war does not decrease. Also, they spare no expense to encourage unrest and upheavals in other countries, and again, all over the world. At a recent conference in Munich, there were endless accusations against Russia. One gets the impression that this was done only so that everyone would forget what the so-called West has done in recent decades. And it was they who let the genie out of the bottle, plunged entire regions into chaos. According to American experts themselves, as a result of wars, I want to draw attention to this. We did not come up with these figures. The Americans themselves give them. As a result of the wars that the United States unleashed after 2001, almost 900,000 people died. More than 38 million became refugees. Now they just want to erase all this from the memory of mankind. They pretend that nothing happened. But no one in the world has forgotten, and no one will forget it. None of them consider human casualties and tragedies because, of course, trillions and trillions of dollars are at stake. The ability to continue to rob everyone under the guise of words about democracy and freedoms, to spread neoliberal and inherently totalitarian values, hang labels on entire countries and peoples, publicly insult their leaders, suppress dissent in their own countries, creating the image of an enemy, diverting people's attention from corruption scandals. After all this does not leave the screen. We see it all from the growing internal economic, social, inter-ethnic problems and contradictions. Let me remind you that in the 30s of the last century, the West actually opened the way for the Nazis to power in Germany. And in our time, they began to make anti-Russia out of Ukraine. The project is actually not new. People are at least a little immersed in history. These people know perfectly well. This project goes back to the 19th century. It was cultivated in the Austro-Hungarian Empire and in Poland and in other countries with one goal, to tear off these historical territories, which today are called Ukraine, from our country. And that's what this goal is. There is nothing new, no novelty. Everything is repeated. The West accelerated the implementation of this project today by supporting the 2014 coup. After all, the coup is bloody, anti-state, anti-constitutional. As if nothing had happened, as if it was necessary. They even reported how much money was spent on it. Russophobia, extremely aggressive nationalism, was laid as the ideological basis. Recently, one of the brigades of the armed forces of Ukraine, ashamed to say, we are ashamed, they are not, was given the name Edelweiss, as the Nazi division which participated in the deportation of Jews, the execution of prisoners of war, and punitive operations against the partisans of Yugoslavia, Italy, Czechoslovakia, and Greece. The armed forces of Ukraine and the National Guard of Ukraine are especially popular with the chevrons Da Reich, Deadhead, Galicia, other SS units, which also have blood on their hands to the elbow. The identification marks of the Wehrmacht of Nazi Germany are applied to Ukrainian armored vehicles. Neo-Nazis do not hide whose heirs they consider themselves to be. It is surprising that in the West, none of the powers that be notice. Why? Because they, excuse me for the bad manners, do not care. It doesn't give a damn who to bet on in the fight against us, in this fight against Russia. The main thing is that they fight against us, against our country, which means that everyone can be used. And we saw it, and it happened. Both terrorists and neo-Nazis, even if the devil is bald, you can use it. God forgive me, if only they would fulfill their will, serve as a weapon against Russia. The anti-Russia pact project is, in fact, part of a revanchist policy towards our country to create hotbeds of instability and conflicts right at our borders. And then in the 30s of the last century, and now the plan is the same, to direct aggression to the east, to kindle a war in Europe, to eliminate competitors by proxy. We are not at war with the people of Ukraine. I have already spoken about this many times. The people of Ukraine themselves became a hostage of the Kiev regime and its Western masters, who actually occupied this country in the political, military, economic sense, destroyed Ukrainian industry for decades, and plundered natural resources. The natural result was social degradation, a colossal increase in poverty and inequality. And in such conditions, of course, it is easy to scoop up material for military operations. Nobody thought about people. They were prepared for slaughter and eventually turned into consumables. It's sad. It's just scary to talk about it, but it's a fact. Responsibility for inciting the Ukrainian conflict, for the escalation, for the increase in the number of its victims, lies entirely with the Western elites and, of course, with the current Kiev regime, for which the Ukrainian people are, in fact, a stranger. The current Ukrainian regime serves not national interests, but the interests of third countries. The West is using Ukraine both as a battering ram against Russia and as a training ground. I will not now dwell on the West's attempts to turn the tide of hostilities, on their plans to increase military supplies. Everyone is already well aware of this. But one circumstance should be clear to everyone. The more long-range Western systems will come to Ukraine, the further we will be forced to move the threat away from our borders. It's natural. The elites of the West make no secret of their goal to inflict, as they say, this is direct speech, the strategic defeat of Russia, that's in quotes. What does it mean? For us, what does it mean? This means finishing with us once and for all. That is, they intend to transfer a local conflict into a phase of global confrontation. This is exactly how we understand all this, and will react accordingly, because in this case, we are talking about the existence of our country. But they also cannot but be aware that it is impossible to defeat Russia on the battlefield. Therefore, they are conducting more and more aggressive information attacks against us. First of all, of course, young people, young generations, are chosen as the target. And here again, they constantly lie, distort historical facts, do not stop attacks on our culture, on the Russian Orthodox Church, and other traditional religious organizations of our country. Look at what they are doing with their own peoples. The destruction of the family, cultural and national identity, perversion, abuse of children, up to pedophilia, they're now declared the norm of their life. And clergy, priests are forced to bless same-sex marriages. God bless them. Let them do what they want. What do you want to say here? Adults have the right to live as they want. We have treated this in Russia and will always treat it this way. No one intrudes into private life, and we are not going to do it. But I want to tell them, but look, excuse me, the sacred scriptures, the main books of all other world religions, everything is said there, including that the family is the union of a man and a woman. But these sacred texts are now being questioned. The Anglican Church, for example, has been reported to be planning though only just yet, not to explore the idea of a gender-neutral God. What can you say? God forgive me. They don't know what they're doing. Millions of people in the West understand that they are being led to a real spiritual catastrophe. The elites, frankly, are just going crazy, and it seems that there is no cure. But these are their problems, as I said, and we are obliged to protect our children, and we will do it. We will protect our children from degradation and degeneration. It is obvious that the West will try to undermine and split our society, to rely on national traitors who at all times, I want to emphasize this, have the same poison of contempt for their own fatherland and the desire to make money by selling this poison to those who are ready to pay for it. It's always been that way. Whoever embarked on the path of direct betrayal, committing terrorist and other crimes against the security of our society, the territorial integrity of the country, will be held accountable under the law. But we will never be like the Kiev regime and the Western elites who are engaged in and have been engaged in the witch hunt. We will not settle scores with those who took a step aside and retreated from their homeland. Let it remain on their conscience. Let them live with it. They have to live with it. The main thing is that the people, the citizens of Russia, gave them a moral assessment. I am proud. I think that we are all proud that our multinational people, the vast majority of citizens, have taken a principled position regarding the special military operation, understood the meaning of the actions we are doing, supported our actions to protect Donbas in the support. First of all, real patriotism was manifested, a feeling that is historically inherent in our people. It amazes with its dignity, deep awareness by everyone, I emphasize, by everyone, of their own inextricable fate, with the fate of the fatherland. Dear friends, I want to thank everyone, all the people of Russia, for their courage and determination to say thank you to our heroes, soldiers and officers of the Army and Navy, the National Guard, members of the Special Services and all law enforcement agencies, soldiers of the Donetsk and Luhansk Corps, volunteers, patriots who fight in the Combat Army Reserve, BARS. I want to apologize. I'm sorry that during today's speech, I can't name everyone. You know, when I was preparing the speech, I wrote a long, long list of these heroic units that I took it out of today's speech because, as I said, it is impossible to name everyone, and I was simply afraid to offend those whom I would not name. Low bow to the parents, wives, families of our defenders, doctors and paramedics, medical instructors, nurses who save the wounded, railway workers and drivers who supply the front builders, who erect fortifications and restore housing, roads, civilian facilities, workers and engineers of defense plants, who now work almost around the clock in several shifts, to rural workers who reliably ensure the food security of the country. I thank the teachers who sincerely care about the young generations of Russia, especially those teachers who work in the most difficult, in fact, frontline conditions, cultural figures who come to the war zone, to hospitals to support soldiers and officers, volunteers who help the front, and civilians, journalists above all, of course, war correspondents who take risks on the front lines to tell the whole world the truth, pastors of Russian traditional religions, military priests whose wise word supports and inspires people, civil servants and entrepreneurs, all those who perform their professional, civic, and simple human duty. Special words for residents of the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics. Zaporozhye and Kherson regions, sorry. You yourself, dear friends, you yourself determined your future in referendums, made a firm choice despite the threats and terror of neo-Nazis in conditions when military operations were very close. But there was and is nothing stronger than your determination to be with Russia, with your motherland. And then there's a loud applause. I want to emphasize that this is the audience reaction to the residents of Donetsk, Luhansk People's Republics, and and Kherson. Once again, low bow to all of them. We have already begun and will continue to build up a large-scale program for the socioeconomic recovery and development of these new subjects of the Federation. This includes reviving enterprises and jobs, the ports of the Sea of Azov, which has once again become an inland sea of Russia, and building new modern roads as we did in Crimea. which now has a reliable land connection with all of Russia. We will definitely implement all these plans together. Today, the regions of the country provide direct support to the cities, districts, and villages of the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics, and then Zaporizhia and Kherson regions, and they do it sincerely, like real brothers and sisters. Now we are together again, which means that we have become even stronger and will do everything so that long awaited peace returns to our land, so that the safety of people is ensured. For this, for their ancestors, and for the future of children and grandchildren, for the restoration of historical justice, for the reunification of our people, fighters, our heroes, are fighting today. Dear friends, I ask you to honor the memory of our comrades in arms who gave their lives for Russia's civilians, the elderly, women, children who died under shelling at the hands of neo-Nazis and punishers. And there's a moment of silence. Thank you. We all understand, and I understand how unbearably hard it is now for the wives, sons, daughters of the fallen soldiers, their parents who raised worthy defenders of the fatherland. The same as the young guards of Krasnodar, like the boys and girls who, during the Great Patriotic War, fought against Nazism, defending the Donbass. All of Russia today remembers their courage, steadfastness, the greatest fortitude, sacrifice. Our duty is to support families that have lost their relatives, loved ones, help them raise their children, give them an education and a profession. The family of each participant is a special military operation, should be in the zone of constant attention, surrounded by care and honor. Their needs must be responded to immediately without red tape. I propose to create a special state fund. Its task will be targeted. Personal assistance in the families of fallen soldiers and veterans of the special military operation. It will coordinate the provision of social, medical, psychological support, resolve issues of sanatorium treatment and rehabilitation, help in education, sports, employment, entrepreneurship, advanced training, and in obtaining a new profession. A separate, most important task of the foundation is the organization of long-term care at home, high-tech prosthetics for everyone who needs it. I ask the government, together with the State Council Commission on Social Policy, the regions to resolve all organizational issues as soon as possible. Anyway, he continues with, it isn't until a lot later that he goes into some other stuff, and he goes more and more into, you know, addressing his people and being very proud to be their leader. And I find it really moving. I mean, I wish, you know, frankly, I wish we had such a leader. And we actually did in Trump, even though a lot of people fell for what was on the mainstream media. We are at war. It's very interesting. You know, it should be mentioned that when Biden went to Kiev, he actually asked permission from Russia, and the chatter in the Russian military was, we're to let the imposter president in for the day. And of course, he went on President's Day. I mean, this is crazy. And they had, you know, fake sirens in the background. But they wanted to make sure that he went in and out of there without being killed, as though, you know, Russia was going to kill him. So he announced his visit and got permission from Russia. So I thought, you know, that's another telltale sign. If that's not a telltale sign that this is all, you know, some special military operation that's going on everywhere, you know, that this is like literally being played out to wake us up just to how deep and evil our country has turned. And, you know, it was clearly, I'm going to remind people, Trump would have never got in if it weren't the military literally put him in. We've had voter fraud for a long, long time. I have a lot of documentation of that, and many of our listeners, I'm sure, do too. So I am going to go ahead and take callers, and if anyone wants to call or email me, I'm willing to send out this speech. If someone is on the phone and they don't have the internet, they can give me a call at 208-719-0407, and I'm willing to mail it out to them for a donation, a copy. The link is in the chat room, but if you aren't able to get on the chat room for some reason, I can send you an attachment of a PDF and the link. So, I'm going to finish reading the whole thing tonight in bed. So if, the call-in number is 512-248-8252, and, so we're just going to take, callers for the rest of the show. We can have a discussion of, what people feel is on their mind. To me, it's important to, connect with people that listen to the show. And, but I can't also just continue on this speech unless I lost a lot of people. That could happen, too. I felt like it was definitely really important. So, again, that's 512-248-8252, unless I, lost everyone. So, and then we are coming up on a break. There is clearly a lot going on, people are really freaked out that we're going to, all of a sudden be in this agreement. And I need to remind people that, you need to be sovereign yourself. Ditch your U.S. citizenship. Listen to Roger Sales. I'm doing the Audubon Rights Method, the American State Assemblies, because for me, it's important to network and actually rebuild our constitutional Republican form of government. And it isn't a republic we live in. That's all, the Pledge of Allegiance. We never were promised a republic. We were promised a Republican form of government. So there's a lot of mistakes, that keep, being brought forth. We even have Republic Broadcasting and, there's just corrections in history that have to be made all over the place. You won't find that in the original Constitution, the Articles of Confederation, the term republic it's a republican form of government. So it's all real interesting. The more you study, and we have our calls where we connect with our whole state, and we have great discussions and great remedies, and I know people working definitely on the property tax issue. There's a great link that they're building right now. In fact, perfecttitle.world, that's a new link that's they're building on that site. So there's definitely stuff going on. I just encourage you to be on the right side of history. So I look forward to hearing from you. Other than that, then I will just go ahead and continue reading his speech, because, frankly, it brings tears to my eyes. This is the kind of leader that we need, in our world. So it's thank God for Russia, to turn this whole Western crap around.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Welcome back. We do have a caller. We have Joe in Florida. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ingrid. Thanks a lot for taking my call and for having me on. Listen, I want to say I was very moved by this speech, too, and I want to thank you for going a little bit out of your lane, which, by the way, I've been listening to you for more than a year, a couple years. God bless you for your amazing work about... the lies pushed by the pharmaceutical industry. But this is truly a wonderful thing. I really appreciate you took the time to read as much as you did. You didn't lose me. You had me every minute. And the reason why is because, you know, the fact is that this man, Vladimir Putin, who I think is an agent of God, I think God is using him in this time of world, the world situation. He is literally, he's really a genius. And one of the things that people in the West and the U.S. and the U.K. and NATO, they are desperately making sure that people in the English-speaking world will not hear this man and what he has to say. How many times have I seen these stupid clips on mainstream media? Oh, Putin is Hitler, Putin is Hitler. And they very rarely even quote what they allege is a line from him. I think, I don't know, does it strike you? What strikes me is how reasonable and how intelligent and really how heroic he is.
Oh, okay. You think, I was kind of getting bogged down on what he's, how he's addressing his country, but, you know, on page 15 of 22 and a half, let me just read this little part. I mean, this is like perfect. Dear colleagues, Russia is an open country and at the same time a distinctive civilization. In this statement, there is no claim to exclusivity and superiority, but this civilization is ours. That's the main thing. It was given to us by our ancestors, and we must preserve it for our descendants and pass it on. We will develop cooperation with friends, with everyone who is ready to work together. We will adopt all the best, but rely primarily on our potential, on the creative energy of Russian society, on our traditions and values. And here I want to say about the character of our people, they have always been distinguished by generosity, breadth of soul, mercy, and compassion. And Russia as a country fully reflects these traits. We know how to be friends, keep our word. We will not let anyone down and will always support in a difficult situation. Without hesitation, we come to the aid of those who are in trouble. Everyone remembers how, during the pandemic, we provided the first, in fact, support to some European countries, including Italy, other states, in the most difficult weeks of the COVID outbreak. Let's not forget how we come to the rescue in the case of an earthquake in Syria and in Turkey. That was, you know, obviously done by us.
Yeah.
Both things. It is the people of Russia who are the basis of the country's sovereignty, the source of power. See, this is what we need in this country.
Amen.
Amen. The rights and freedoms of our citizens are inviolable. Mm-hmm. They are guaranteed by the Constitution, and despite external challenges and threats, we will not retreat from them. So, I mean, and he goes on and on. I mean, he's hot. He's hot. The whole thing is hot. So I'm just,
he's what you call a true leader. And, you know, in America, we've had such a shortage. We had so many decades, really, of puppets and fools ruling us that it's almost like it's like a breath of fresh air when you actually hear the words in English. But I want to say one thing, and it has to do with the Jews and the situation of this war, okay? Because there's one part of his speech, well, I'm not critical of it, but I understand. And he's not saying the word, okay, because I actually believe he really can't say it. When he talks about how we, Russia, are not at war with the Ukrainian people, that the West is really using Ukraine as a pawn, right, against Russia. Well, really, you could replace that word with Jews, okay? The fact of the matter is, and I don't hate Jewish people, and I have some of my best friends are Jewish, but collectively you can say this. In the United States, we have three most powerful people running our foreign policy: Anthony Blinken, Jewish; Wendy Sherman, the Deputy Secretary of State, Jewish; and Victoria Nuland, a rabid warmonger Jewish person married to the man who brought us the Iraq War, another Jewish war. Okay, so one of the things.
Why don't you just say Zionist Jew? Because that really classifies who they really are.
Okay, there's Zionists. But the thing is this. What I'd like to just point out, and I can't thank you enough for reading as much as you did. This is wonderful. Is the fact is that you have a country in Ukraine which is like 80%+ Jew, Christian, okay, Orthodox Christian, and some Catholics there. How is it in that country that all of a sudden the president, the prime minister, and the secretary of defense of that Christian country, Ukraine, are all Jewish? Oh, what a coincidence. And what I'm saying is, you know, Jews do not have the ability to know their limits. So when you allow them to have this kind of power, it brings about destruction. Any Christian country like the United States that allows Jews so much power, 2% of the population, they're running the whole country, essentially, especially foreign policy, it will bring destruction to the country. You know, I'm just going to ask, and thank you again, the last thing I say is, let's pray for President Putin, okay? It's not unpatriotic to pray for this Christian man, who I believe is chosen by God, to actually defeat these powers of evil that are ruling our country and ruling most of the West. What exactly is it that Putin is saying, which is so outrageous? He's saying, we are Christian people. We want to protect our children. We believe in a Christian culture. Now, who's opposed to that, okay? And these people that are so vitriolic against Putin, who exactly are they supporting, and who's their God?
Well, that's what you have to wonder, Joe. But yeah, no, I really appreciate you calling in. We do have another caller, but yeah, no, this is a huge thing. Thank you so much for calling in and supporting that because I you know, we have some expats that actually listen to the show that are in Russia right now, you know, married Russian women and got out of here, you know, because this country's been, you know, I mean, after, you know, it's been bad for a long time, but after JFK was murdered, the gloves were off. And it just,
exactly.
You know,
and in Russia, the last thing I'll say is in Russia, they have a nickname for Putin. Dr. Patrick Slattery knows it. In Russia, they call him, his nickname is Savior Putin.
So, oh, that's sweet.
God bless. Well, thanks,
God
Ingrid.
Bless you. Thank you. Yeah, we all need to be praying for, you know, frankly, we should be praying for everyone. But we want peace. And Trump is on the warpath, by the way. I mean, there's a meme right now, and he's ready to just, you know, finish it all off, you know, because it's just like, it's so bad, and we only can take so much, you know? So, but yeah. Okay, so we have Dr. Dean. Thank you. Welcome to the show, Dean. Oh, I lost Dr. Dean. Oh, maybe he'll call back.
I'm still here.
Oh, well, what was that dial tone about?
I guess
Sam or someone else, or maybe that was
phone
Joe.
Crossing over phone signal problem.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're here. I'm sorry. I thought, that's kind of weird. Okay, it's okay.
Okay, but
go ahead.
Well, just to comment on your reading that Edgar Cayce, as you know, gave his prophetic statement about Russia. Are you're familiar with his readings?
You're making me crack up because I was going to actually mention that. It's like great minds are, you know, coming together here. The synchronicity is there because I grew up with Edgar Cayce, you know, so I know all about Edgar Cayce and his predictions.
Well, I found it interesting that he said something years and years ago. I went to the website for Edgar Cayce, the out of, and the article from Allison Ray, Out of Russia Will Come Hope. And I'd like to just read that brief paragraph here that sort of illustrates the point. And it reads, Edgar Cayce gave 29 readings from 1921 to 1944 that have been grouped together as World Affairs Readings since the requesters were seeking to better understand the events happening around them from a global perspective, series 3976. These readings were twice mentioned that out of Russia will come the hope of the world. We have recently noticed that some online posters are claiming that this hope, quote-unquote, is tied to a specific person. But rather than referring to an individual, the readings seem to indicate the spirit of the nation. The first statement, given in 1932, specifically mentions Russia's gradual religious development. The second, given in 1944, seems to suggest that it's rather the concern of the Russian people for their fellow man that is the basis for this hope. There's also a suggestion that an equitable partnership between Russia and the United States could become beneficial for both Russia, as Russia possesses the raw resources, more raw resources than any other nation, and the U.S. has better abilities to develop those resources. So, to your point, it's a matter of being able to realize how the confused state of mind that most people are in right now need to have the spiritual foundation in their life as a first priority. Obviously, we need to pay the bills, we need to feed ourselves, take care of our health. But what caught my attention was the word, the spirit connection, that we have the ability to communicate to others outside of our country. And it comes from the point of view that fear is the foundation of the biggest drain in energy on the planet. That and anger are the primary drains of forces. So if you live in fear, you usually get rewarded by fear, if that's what you worship, but you can't worship both consciousness and fear at the same time. And that's why when he made that prediction and forecast, then we have to be our own advisors in cases like this, that we are directed by what makes most sense. Okay, it does not make sense to blow up the world with nuclear weapons. That does not make sense. Okay, the fear is that people that are in control have the ability to do that. No, that is not their exclusive decision. You have the ability to put a stop to it from your spiritual integrity and putting forth your primary mission. You know, we are not powerless here. And I very much would like to make that point, because fear will take people out. It's just, that's the game.
I am so glad. Thank you. No, this is really important, because, you know, I got a whole bunch of fear about the, you know, losing our sovereignty to the WHO, and I'm like, I will not put my energy in that direction. I'm not, you know, going there. I said, you know, if anything, you know, just correct your, you know, your status, your political status. But if you don't want to do that, then, you know, focus your attention on where you can do the most good. But, you know, you can't really do much good if you are wallowing in pain, you know, whether it's fear, anger, guilt, trips, you know, jealousy, envy, you know. I mean, you have to be at some point a co-creator, you know. You got to create what we want to see on the planet. And, we do the news cycles here. Yeah,
that's half of it. You know, getting away from the problems, the first half, but that's like health. The other half is, where are you headed? And, you know, and because there's been masterful ways of manipulating the public in ways that get them to buy into their trip, their fears.
Right.
But fear is when you don't understand. We don't understand. What we just heard was a very good overview from his perspective. I hope it was genuine. I get the first impression that it was, and that he's trying to deliver a kind of collective mindset of a group of people that are really no different than us. And I would not think, because we are always, again, it's fear is seductive, and it draws us into these places where we think that we're always going to be out of power, out of our own control. But the most sick of the people that are running the show, that power has no mind of its own, those people want to control. This is all about that. And you know that you have been given the God-given gift of changing your mind. If you see something that makes more sense to you, better information has come along, then apply it. Don't buy into these trips that are being fed to you. And we're very good at defining the problem, but very few have the ability, capability, and means to be able to give solutions here. And just before you get tripped up, just remember, if you do get doubt, fear, confusion, anxiety, guilt, or shame, that you always put that safeguard in place and remind yourself that there's something I don't understand here. I don't understand.
Right.
I'm not going to feed it. I'm not going to participate in it. I'm just going to be aware of my own consciousness and what I make. I will put forth my energy and what I want the outcome to be, or I want the energy to be, more specifically.
Right.
You know.
Oh no, I totally agree. I'm reading David Capps, this is Carol Asher's spiritual teacher, wrote a commentary on the Gospel of Thomas with exercises in the back. And I, you know, as I'm reading, you know, a few pages at night before I drop off, it's given me a lot to think about. And I, you know, one of the most important things we can do is just monitor our thoughts, just monitor. And as soon as a negative shot, you got to get really good at this. So as soon as anything negative comes up, you know, whether it's fear, anger, anxiety, irritation, you know, all of that, you grab it and you turn it around, turn it into an affirmation, you know, turn it into something you want to see, you know, share, you know, I love them, turn it into a prayer, you know, of what you want to, you know, I mean, it's really important to grab those thoughts because our thoughts are energy and they are creating, and that's really, really important. And we might not have all the solutions, and that's okay. We don't need to, but once we get control of our thoughts and we're able to elevate our consciousness, we will, our intuitive insights will be more clear, and we'll know exactly what we need to do to help.
Right. You've touched on things that don't get mentioned very often, and that when we're raised in a society that is fear-based, you know, it might be the subconscious undercurrent that goes through this. You know, it's like you know, do what you want in life, just don't enjoy what you're doing it, you know. Don't you dare, because
right.
If you're enjoying your life more than us, you're going to make us look bad, you know. Yeah, we can't have that, right? So, but these are subconscious fear patterns. It's nothing new. Mm-hmm. These are still primitive emotional patterns that are running the show. It's just that we need the human condition to upgrade now. We've got the tools. We have the means to stop this. And it's just a matter, first of all, of putting yourself in a position to allow yourself to have these feelings, which I, as a youth, was struggling with quite a bit, because I was being shown how to be dysfunctional,
That was being modeled to you, yeah.
You know, and we can, in our own way, find ways to get ourselves to relax. Get in that mindset that you can, whatever it is, maybe it's exercise, maybe in meditation, we all need a wholesome discipline here, but it does... We're putting out the message that we are not going to allow this kind of energy to take us. We won't do it. We have
right.
the means to do this. Those that know how this works can find that it's not possible for one spiritual human to hurt another human. If
right.
you've got to defend yourself, you better damn well defend yourself. That's not the question. It's where you direct your energy and how effective you are at being able to tap into your own spiritual directive. And that is a subtle thing, okay? It comes into those places where, what's my purpose here? Why am I doing this? Why am I allowing myself to get sucked in by so much stuff that doesn't make sense?
You know,
this is a game we play.
Dean, I have another caller. So I just
okay, I'll talk
just,
to you later. Thank you, Ingrid.
But I so appreciate you calling, because that's really we need to move forward in consciousness and be aware of everything. You know, my sister and I have these talks, you know, about, you know, these patterns from our childhood that we learned from our parents. You know, that's why we bond together. Like, you know, but I'm just saying it's all a process of undoing all that too. So thank you.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, sweetie. Okay, so we have Scott in Nevada on the line. Thank you for calling in and being so patient, Scott.
Okay, hello, Ingrid, you hear me okay?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I'm on the air. I'm calling about something a previous caller said, and I've been thinking about this the last few weeks. So a previous caller was talking about all these Jews, or they say they're Jews, Khazars or whatever, but they call themselves Jews, in these positions of foreign policy, upper levels. I just ran across a list a week or so ago about a list of all the people involved in the COVID crap at the national level. Jew, right?
But you
can't say anything about that because that's anti-Semitic, right? So I asked myself the question, well, what if they were Jehovah's Witnesses? I mean, you know, wouldn't people be saying, what are all these Jehovah's Witnesses doing there? And just tossing the question out there. Okay, Ingrid, I always catch your show. I'll let you go.
No, I totally agree. You know, at some point we're going to have to call it out. I mean, you know, don't just say, you know, there's specific Jews. They're not all Jews. Say they're Zionist Jews, but these Jews worship Lucifer. Let's get real clear. Look at all the boards, Disney. All the people involved in Walt Disney are all Jewish now. You know, yeah, I mean, you know, all these people that, you know, that are really the intense pro-vaccine people, they've always been Jewish. And it's just... Yeah. It goes on and on and on. This has been this huge infiltration of our country. And it's ugly. It's ugly. We have to face it. I mean, they've been kicked out of every country in Europe historically, but nobody knows their history anymore because they write the textbooks, you know. So it's real, real sad. But thank you, Scott. I appreciate you calling in. We only have a minute of the show. So, you know, my offer for this speech, I mean, this will really inspire you. Things are going to start getting pretty dicey, you know, pretty soon. You know, because I, you know, with every all these plants blowing up, I mean, I actually anticipate, you know, what the Q people are always saying: military is the only way, because there needs to be a lockdown in the country to just clean up all this stuff. I mean, they're putting pipe bombs on railroad tracks. The infrastructure's all falling apart. You know, how much, you know, fake money is going to Ukraine, $150 billion. I mean, shocking. You know, this is just, the dollar's worth nothing. They want to morph us all into a central bank digital currency. I don't think that's what's going to happen, but that's what most people are afraid of. I'm not putting my energy into any of it because, you know, it's like Dean says, I think it's really, really important that we use this as an opportunity to catch any kind of anxiety, any type of fearful thoughts. But, yeah, it's good to be prepared. I think everyone has, you know, some decent food storage. You should have water, food storage, some cash on hand, you know, gasoline in your tank. I mean, you should definitely be prepared to hang out at your house for a while, and that's coming up sooner than we want to imagine because, you know, our country really seriously can't take much. It's going to collapse under this reign of evil. And but, you know, we have this trafficking, this unbelievable, you know, trafficking of our children going on throughout the country. I don't know if these Masonic lodges are promoting it or where it all started, but, you know, there's Conspiracy of Silence that was a documentary that was axed several years ago and is now available on YouTube. That was a while back. So anyway, thank you, everyone. God bless you. Stay strong. Be patriotic.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
You know, Mr.